This is a CHY News Report. Protests against the logging of old-growth forest took place on Thursday at MLA offices across British Columbia. David Quigg, an organizer of Sierra Club, was outside MLA Sheila Malcolmson's office in downtown Nanaimo.
This September marks the third-year anniversary of the Old Growth Strategic Review. So that was a huge paradigm-shifting document that the government, BC government, created, saying we are going to do forestry differently in this province. And there was a lot of excitement about it. But they have not implemented any of those 14 recommendations. And in fact, there's still more talk and log. 150 soccer fields worth of old growth, and that's old growth, are logged every single day.
In a written statement, Minister of Forests Bruce Ralston says the province is working to protect BC's old growth forests. Quote, "People in BC care deeply about our forests. We understand their passion and respect their right to peaceful protest. We also share their desire to protect old growth forests. That's why we are taking transformational action to protect old growth in partnership with First Nations rights and title holders." End quote. The Ministry of Forests says the province has worked with 240 First Nations, and as of August, logging has been deferred on 2.25 million hectares of old growth forests, including 1.2 million hectares of the most at-risk old growth. Quigg says those deferrals aren't enough.
What deferrals mean is a pause, hitting the pause button. But they have not kept up that promise to actually pause logging. In fact, Stand.earth created this tool called Forest Eye that you can find online, where you can see active logging road building and logging happening in the deferral areas. So it's more talk and log. Those areas are not protected.
The ministry says it has also doubled the amount of forestry revenues shared with First Nations as a step towards the new fiscal forestry framework under the Declaration Act Action Plan. In addition to this, the government is working with First Nations to provide guardian stewardship training and amend forestry laws to include shared decision-making and supporting First Nations to co-develop forestry policies. Quigg says he would rather see the government provide First Nations with funds to preserve old-growth forests.
Indigenous territories and nations need to have conservation financing. They need funding to provide them with alternatives similar to the Great Bear Rainforest and Clayguat Sound and other areas where alternatives to logging have been set up for Indigenous nations to have viable alternatives. They need to put food on the table just like other communities too, and they need funding to transition to tourism economies, to carbon sequestration economies, other finance mechanisms to allow for more forest protection. Ultimately, this is their land. We are settlers here, and they, you know, have the right to do what they want to do on their territory. But they need the funding to promote a transition towards a path that leads to more old growth standing. But we're not here to tell them what to do.
The Ministry of Forests says a $180 million BC Manufacturing Jobs Fund will help mills retrofit and get off old-growth logs and manufacture more high-value wood products. Quigg agrees that forestry practices need to change to provide sustainable forestry jobs for the communities that rely on them.
There are many other models besides clear-cutting that would, in fact, employ more people. Right here in Nanaimo, just south of here, we have what Merv Wilkinson managed on 70 acres in Wildwood Forest, and he proved that the forest yield in a managed forest is actually greater than a clear cut over the same amount of time. And that's you can walk through Wildwood and it you're basically standing in what feels like an old growth forest, even though that's a productive forest operation that's yielded tons of timber. So there's many other ways to do forestry, and we need to get going on it.
Quigg says there's no time to lose if people want to stop old growth logging.
Our ecosystems are collapsing. These are essential services like clean water, clean air, biodiversity. We can't live without these things, so we got to stop killing them. You know, you don't cut out your lungs when you're having trouble breathing.
For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.